We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Palantir is expanding its legal action against rival AI firm Percepta, alleging a widespread effort to poach its employees and customers. The suit claims Percepta's CEO and co-founder, both former employees of Palantir, violated non-solicitation agreements by aggressively pursuing Palantir employees for a copycat company. A third employee is accused of stealing confidential documents from Palantir before joining Percepta. Percepta has denied the allegations, calling the case baseless and accusing Palantir of using fear tactics to prevent innovation. The legal action is part of a growing trend of trade secret disputes in the AI sector. Ford Motor and SK Group are ending their joint venture to produce electric vehicle batteries in the U.S. The move marks the auto industry's latest retreat from EVs. The Ford-SK partnership was announced in 2021 with a plan to spend $11 billion on the plants. SK On, the South Korean battery unit, will take sole ownership of the nearly finished battery plant in Tennessee. Ford will take full control of two battery plants built in Kentucky, one of which has already been mothballed. A Ford spokesman declined to comment. And regular companies are finally beating tech stocks. For the first time in a while, investors are favoring regular companies over the tech sector. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 1.2% midday and hit a new intraday record, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite slid, dragged down by concerns about spending at tech giant Oracle. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.